All right, so I'm going to be doing a couple shorter videos today. First off, I'm recording a little bit late. I don't want to stay up too late recording. I'd rather just do like maybe some 6-minute videos and audio clips for the podcast and everything, maybe 7-minute videos. But I wanted to talk about in this episode, crypto is, and this is a crazy concept, is crypto the new gold? Yeah, you heard me. Is crypto in itself, the whole crypto market, going to be the new gold? Like, as odd as that sounds, like, are can you think of all these different cryptos as different elements, different metals, basically, right? Bitcoin is gold. Ethereum is silver. I mean, these are weird correlations, I know, but as they are digital money. But the thing is, there is a proof of work algorithm within the blockchains, right? Basically, making it to where there's proof that you had this, that you got this by some means. And it's, there's a ledger within the blockchain that proves that you are the one. And this ledger can be viewed by anybody. You're the one who's supposed to own this. You're supposed to be, or the one who's supposed to give it based on whatever actions you take within the blockchain. It's crazy. It's decentralized finance. And the reason I like it is it's, first off, the reason I love Bitcoin is it's rare. There's only a set amount of coins and that's it. I think 10 million total. I can't remember how many. Or 100 million Bitcoin? I can't quite remember how many Bitcoin are out there. But my point, the point I'm trying to make here is this. The crypto market is a trillion, I think last time I checked, $1 trillion market. A market cap. Unless there's a bit of a snowball effect where, you know, there's a bit of a dip and everybody's selling off, that's a possibility. So keep that in mind. But yeah, I'm a huge fan of just, I like Ethereum better. I like Ethereum more. In fact, I almost kind of consider that Ethereum the digital gold because of how expandable and malleable it is. I think Bitcoin is kind of a, in a weird way, a one-trick pony at this point, but Bitcoin is definitely the king of the cryptocurrencies one way or another. Whatever Bitcoin does, all the other cryptocurrencies follow. You know, if Bitcoin's going up in value, people are pumping their money into Ethereum. People are pumping their money into Cardano. Whatever ones they pump into. And it's, you know, it's kind of a choice. It's a choice for everybody. But I think it's impressive. I think it's incredible. And I'm a huge fan of it. And I'm having such a good time with all this. But yeah, I think crypto is, in general, the whole crypto market is kind of the new gold. It's also a safer way without government interference to have money in a weird way. It's not anonymous, though, just to let you know. You don't want to commit crime, obviously, with crypto because, like I said, every transaction's on the blockchain. There's paper trails. But unless you have like unless you find a way to do like some anonymous wallet shit, I don't know how that works. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, if you're looking to do questionable activities, obviously you're just gonna want to use straight up cash. You know, that would be the. I mean, I'm not a financial advisor or an illegal arts expert advisor either. Don't look at me for the illegal shit. But yeah, honestly, you can get away with stuff a lot easier with cold hard cash. But yeah, I was going to say, I'm a firm believer, though. I do believe that cryptocurrency could be the future of overall digital currency. And maybe, I wouldn't say it's not going to replace cash. It's not going to replace physical currencies. Not everybody's going to adopt to this. People are still going to have their gold. People are going to sell their silver, which is important, by the way, because I think gold and silver still matter. They're still relevant, man. And if gold and silver drop in prices, that's, and everybody's pessimistic against gold and silver, that's like the best time to buy, man. I will absolutely buy more gold and silver if everybody's pessimistic on it. Abso-fucking-lutely, man. There is no doubt in my mind. I think if people are pessimistic against gold and silver and precious metals with real value, ooh, and everybody's selling off their assets, I will buy. You give me that shit because I know it's a hedge against inflation. And I know that crypto is also a hedge against inflation, too. I firmly believe this. It's not just a passing fad anymore. It's something that you can't ignore, and I'm exposed in every way. I've been an early investor in a lot of different cryptos. I've made a lot of different amounts of money from cryptos. It just depends, man. And to stay smart about it is what I need to do. You know, and I love it. It's a way to not be controlled by the government. Nobody likes the control of the IRS that the IRS has over their lives. The government takes out way too much money in taxes. You still get taxed on crypto, which is bullshit, by the way. You shouldn't. You shouldn't. It's a digital asset. It's your asset. It's the fact that government thinks they even have a say in this. They need to keep their fucking grubby paws off of it. But I wish there was a way to be more anonymous with crypto trading. I really do wish there was a way, but there isn't. I really just don't like the IRS. That's the truth. I think the IRS is evil, and I don't think I know the IRS is evil. So I'm not a big fan of the Fed. I'm against the Fed. I hate the Fed. They print way too much money. They've kept this bull market alive unnecessarily, by the way, making it to where companies' valuations are not real. They are pumping up stock prices for no good reason. And the earnings, of course, the earnings are going to go up, because what you do is when you keep pumping up more money, keep putting up more money in the circuit, in the system, what happens is demand goes higher for products. Prices go up like crazy. That's what inflation is, man. It makes it to where the poor and the middle class get fucked really, really hard. Rich people, I always tell people, rich people are A-OK in the end because they hold assets and they don't save cash. The problem is middle class and poor, you know, I consider them in the same boat. There's not enough education. There needs to be more education on how to gain assets and how to gather assets. The reason why I'm doing okay in this life is because I studied rich people and I do what rich people do. That's it. I'm not shrewd. I'm still charitable, obviously. I love donating to charities. But what I'm trying to say is, well, you can never go broke donating to charity. I love donating to charity. It's very fun. But my point is, you want to make sure that you always have assets. Assets that give you money, produce money into your wallet. You know, and it's great because you're not only are you building generational wealth by having tons of money producing assets. If you have some basic investment principles to pass on to your kids, that's even better. And I'm going to have an entire notebook. Well, I'm going to make sure it's on an entire big sheet of paper, my investment principles for my children, because I want to pass on everything I can when it comes to investing onto them. That's the goal. But I just want to, you know, that's why I do this channel. I do this channel so there's financial education for everybody. Even though my channel's gross and I do consider myself the Howard Stern of the YouTube universe and the podcasting universe, I do consider myself the grossest part of finance, but I am the most honest, and I'm honest. I know what works and I know what sucks. And I know that you also should have the freedom to try the stuff that sucks to see if it really does suck. Because I know I've tried some of the things that suck and I'm like, fuck no. But I've also had a lot of mentors who have helped me out during times of me questioning my existence, of me questioning a lot of stuff in my life. And that's another thing I want to recommend. Get mentors. If you want me to be one of your mentors, that's fine. But you can't just have one mentor. You got to have multiple mentors. I have like 7 different coaches I rely upon. I rely upon their experience, their knowledge, their fervor. You know, I rely on them to help prop me up. Their videos, their books, everything. It's a crazy thing. So all I recommend is gather as many coaches as you can, just the same way you would gather and accumulate assets. Be smart about the asset classes that you diversify into. Just be as exposed as you can to assets in general. Make sure that they counteract inflation, because the Fed's going to keep printing money whether we like it or not. So embrace up for the ride, man, because cash is going to get worthless. You got to make sure you got money producing assets, and that's about it. But I do want to thank you guys for taking the time to view this video. Do me a favor, have sex with the like button, have sex with the subscribe button, and have an incredible, and also butt fuck the dislike button, and have an incredible rest of the night. Thank you guys.